All right, it's another edition of Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com, of course. And this is the, we should have come out with this in January, but of course, this show, episode 45, of course, is coming out now, of course. And it's the best of show of the decade from 2005 to 2009. And this is the first show of this year I'm doing. Well, actually, second show, rather. And we have some good interviews today mixed in with the countdown of the decade. New interviews and new songs, of course, by Charles from Audio Liquor. We have this interview from one of my sponsors out in Douglasville, Georgia. And we also have an interview we did at Club Texano and Wycliffe John. We're going to split the interview up because he is endorsing some Timberland shoes, and it goes to Yelly, his charity for Haiti for planting trees. But of course, that I interviewed him before the earthquake happened. Now he's actually helping out the Haiti, of course, and we made a contribution through the Yelly, his contribution by texting 501-501. I think you can maybe do it. And we did the interview at the Underground Atlanta, so that's going to be coming up on this show as well. Plus, I'm working with this new producer over here at Rich Productions. I always work with Pete, Repeat, of course. Repeat, you know. I always repeat myself with him. But we're here with Tyrell, of course, the producer. And can you just give a shout out, say hello quick?
Hey.
See, we got him to talk, see? And before he said he wasn't going to talk, see? So, all right. So I got him to talk. So we're going to go on with the first interview I have, and this is, let's see, oh yeah, and also too, back in November time, even though it was back in Thanksgiving time, Ludacris Foundation and Akon did a fundraiser at South Cobb High School in Orstell, Georgia. Well, I was too late to interview Ludacris's mom. Big Boy was there. I already had Big Boy on my show, so I interviewed Ludacris's mom, and we're going to save Akon for another show, okay? So we're going to play the Ludacris mom's interview before we start the countdown, okay? Because I know you're all waiting for the countdown for the decade. So here's Ludacris's mom right now. He'll lose us over the Derek Shapiro show. This wins.
All right, we just interviewed Akon, but now we have Ludacris's mom, the president of the Ludacris Foundation. Welcome to Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Hello.
So tell me about this great fundraiser that you're having today here on November, a few days before Thanksgiving.
Okay, it's about helping our families here out in South Cobb. We know that they have had a rough year in terms of being impacted with the floods. And, you know, our foundation's focused on the young people. So we've been working with the school system. The South County School Foundation has been fabulous. They've identified 902 families for us. And they're coming out today and picking up greens and yams and turkeys. And so all in all, we hope to support over 2,000 families today.
Wow, 2,000 families. And so how did you organize this day today?
How did we organize this day? Working with our business partners, 501c3 organizations. The most dominant organizations were South Cobb School Foundation.
Right.
They identified those schools and the children within those schools. And then we looked to United Way to look out to other organizations that support families in need, including the task force. They do a great job of organizing the community.
Sure.
So we partnered with them as well, and they identified groups of 98 people.
Sure.
We have several foundations out here supporting. This is the 8th year for the Ludacris Foundation to do what we call Ludacares in the community.
Right.
Confidence Foundation as well.
Right.
And Big Kids, Big Voice organization also came out, so we've got lots of volunteers, and the students right here at South Cobb High School also were volunteers, and we've got Sam's Club came out as well.
And that's awesome, because Big Boy, I interviewed him on my past show too, and so the Big Boy's involved with this, and of course T.I. is involved with this too, right?
Oh yes, most definitely. When the Atlanta floods hit the Cobb, Douglas counties, my son Chris Bridges put a call out, and he and T.I. and they put $10,000 down, and they encouraged others to do the same. And so out of that, and you know, I really am appreciative of that, because we were able to do quite a bit for the community. In October, we gave over 700 coats.
Wow.
To our young people in the school systems. We were over at Compton School.
Sure.
And Austell School.
Awesome.
And made sure that we took care of all of those students from Clarkdale.
Yes.
That had been displaced.
Exactly.
And so a lot of love.
Exactly.
We So, you know, this is just the first of three things. Well, the second of three things that we're doing in this community.
Sure.
We did the coat drive. We are doing the Thanksgiving giveaway.
Sure.
And then we're going to come back and we're going to make sure that those families have something nice for Christmas. So we're going to do something called Luda Christmas.
Awesome. Well, I do thank you for losing yourself at the Derek Shapiro Show today.
Hi, this is Roberta Shields with the Ludacris Foundation. And a big shout out to all you listeners of the Derek Shapiro Show.
And of course, that was Ludacris' mom. And we're going to play something by Ludacris. Here is Fergie featuring Ludacris with Glamorous. Here on Lead Self to Derek Shapiro Show.
G-L-A-M-O-R-O-U-S. We flying first class up in the sky, popping champagne, living my life in the fast lane. I won't change by the glamorous. Ooh, flowers, the glamorous. When I had a Mustang and I was
first class up in the sky, popping champagne, living my life in the fast lane. I won't be changed by the glamorous. Ooh, flowers, flowers, the glamorous, the glamorous, glamorous, by the glamorous. Ooh, flowers, flowers, the glamorous, the glamorous, glamorous, by the glamorous.
Caviar dreams. You deserve nothing but all the finer things. Now this whole world has no clue what to do with us. I got enough money in the bank for the two of us. Plus I gotta keep enough lettuce to support your shoe fetish lifestyle. So rich and famous, Robin Leach will get jealous. $500,000 for the stove, taking trips from here to Rome. So if you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home.
Back here on Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show, of course. And we'll go with the 12th segment of the year. And this is PM Dawn. And this is the 12th segment that made it for the countdown.
I could go all night. as far as who would you say influenced you to start rapping, like what would you say your biggest influences were to start doing what you guys do?
Well,
would say, I can't speak for Prince B, but I would say Kool and the Gang, because my uncle, Prince B's dad, was a founding member. And when I heard Fresh, Cherish the Love, Jungle Boogie, all that, it got me going, okay? I would say my father, Gregory Lewis Carter II. Gregory Lewis Carter I, because I'm the second. He is the pastor of Redeeming Love Christian Center in Nanuet, New York. He doesn't agree with the worldly music that he thinks we perform. However, his ambition and his determination is in me. And I took the same ambition and determination he used to get to the head of the ministry to get into the music business. I give a shout out to Daryl DMC McDaniels, Joey Reverend Simmons, Antonio Big Daddy Kane Hardy, and James Todd Smith, also known as Todd the God, aka Ladies Love Cool James, LL Cool J, because I'm a Queens boy by way of Jersey City. I was born and raised, I was given birth, I was delivered in Mary Immaculate Hospital on Jamaica Avenue, okay? So I'm a Queens boy to the fullest, and I shout all of my Queens dogs, okay? I give them all the love, all right? So I give all Queens dogs, Christ, that powers me. That's what gets it going, all right? And that's why the infinity sign is here, because the old school hip-hop is the new school hip-hop again, all right? Yeah. I love Soulja Boy and everybody else, but I love the vintage.
Yes.
Don't hate on those young kids, because they got time to grow. You don't like when they tell you to crank that, but you know what? They got time to grow, and they'll develop on their own time. It's not up to you or me to judge them. Okay? Simple as that. All right, I'm going to pass the mic back to the original doctors. Here goes.
Now, also, too, this is Greg from WBLQ, of course, 96.9. Greg, you have another question?
Yeah, go into old school hip hop. And my name is Greg, too. It means Noble Watchman, in case you didn't know.
Absolutely. Yo, as a music artist, what old school movie inspired you? What's your favorite old school movie of all time?
I just told you I'm from Queens. You can answer that for me. Crush grooving.
Body moving.
Crush grooving. Body moving. Not to mention breaking. Because when you talk about MCs, I see he's the best. I love that. Beat Street was awesome as well, okay? Rainbow! Rainbow! Hey, if Art is a sin, may God forgive me.
My favorite old school movie is Back to the Future, because you can see back in time. If you go back in time...
Gonna go back in time.
Go back in time. What spot in your life would you go back in time
with?
I'm gonna tell you, I know this off the back of my head. I would go back in time to Miss Jones' birthday party. When Miss Jones, God bless her and Dougie Fresh, introduced me to the Notorious B.I.G. And the Notorious B.I.G., Godson, and Iron Lung killed it on stage. And when I say Godson and Iron Lung, I mean Nasty Nas and Method Man. They did a freestyle called The Goodfellas off the CL Smooth beat. Dun, 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 what you gonna do? And they killed it. And then Biggie and Meth got on and said, fuck the world and don't ask me for shit. Anything you do, you gotta work hard, man, and you don't stop. I keep on, you don't stop. I keep on. That's the way it goes.
Now, also, I thought it was very cool that you sung a Chili Peppers song. What other rock music do you like other than the Chili Peppers?
Never made it as a Bucktooth Beaver, and this is why you remind me of what I really am. Yes. I love Nickelback, because I really just want to be a big rock star and rock an entire and 15 cars. I love rock star, okay?
You know,
Chad Kroeger is a god.
I met Hootie the Blowfish. They're my favorite rock band, actually.
They're cool, too.
They're cool.
Yeah.
I have a question. You performed something that you said was a WWE wrestling theme. I noticed.
That's right.
Shaking the Earth is a sample from I Walk Alone by Saliva. It's Batista's theme song. Let me tell you something. I'm going to let y'all know. Go to www.gamebattles.com and look up Team Dawn Doc, okay? Nobody could see me when I don't even need a creative wrestler, okay? In SmackDown vs. Raw 2008, I will bust your ass with Stone Cold Steve Austin yes. and Batista and Shawn Michaels. Don't ever try to step to Team Dawn Doc. It's just me. It's nobody else. It's just me and Team Dawn Doc, and I will whoop your ass, and that's the bottom line to the Doc of the Dawn said so.
Yeah.
Oh, I have two more questions to ask you.
Yeah.
How did the PM Dawn name get started?
The name?
Yes.
Baby, in the darkest hour comes the light. That's what PM Dawn means. When I went up on stage and said light the darkest hour, that's what it is. Because I will light the darkest hour and unify it with my light. I will light the darkest hour and unify it with my light.
And what is the question? The question is, what do you like to do on your off time when you're just like chilling out? And where do you live, by the way? You live in New York?
I'm in Bronx and Queens.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you what I do. I like to go to wrestling matches. I wear a cane mask. Nobody recognizes me. I was there in a building in MSG when Batista and Randy Orton and Triple H cheated. And Triple H cheated Kane. And then Kane had to take his mask off in 03. I was there when Hollywood Hulk Hogan as Mr. America slammed the Big Show after SmackDown went off, all right? I was there when me and ODB rocked everything in the clubs, 28th Street and so. Rest in peace, Old Dirty Bastard. I love you, man. I miss you. All right, recipe Tupac, I love you, I miss you. Recipe Biggie Smalls, I love you, I miss you.
Jam Master Jay,
I was at the funeral. I carry your death card in my wallet, so I never forget who taught me how to do it.
James Brown.
I love you. James Brown, I love you to death. I'll never forget what the last man's dying words was before he died. He said, I don't feel good. So, you know, but I got love for you. James, I remember I was in Hawaii. I lost you the same time I lost my grandma Lizzie, and I love you for that. Okay? So we'll always be connected in some way, and I always carry on the legacy, all right? That's why I got that little Bliss Boy shuffle when I'm on stage. Simple as that.
And also, can you give a shout out? Can you say this is PM Dawn? You listen to Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
This is the Doc of the Dawn, Bliss Boy number 2 of PM Dawn, and I listen to Lose Yourself from the Derek Shapiro Show. Maintain the bliss. PM Dawn loves you.
Can you state your name again?
Prince B.
Tell me about how'd you get the name Prince B?
My real name is B. For no reason. Okay.
It looks like you have a fun time on stage. Tell me about the chemistry you both have on stage and the loose vibe you both have.
I never really wanted my show to be mechanical and kind of planned out. I just wanted to go and have a vibe and see what happens. That was out there. We just said, all right, we're just gonna go out and have fun. Whatever the fuck happens, if we get paid, so be it. But the bottom line is, we gotta have some fun.
Now, you being the original member of PM Dorm, and you come back 10 years later, how does this, what does this all mean to you, and how do you feel about all this?
I don't know. I don't really see myself as coming back 10 years later. I've been working the whole time. It's just, I just haven't been in the front, so to speak. I've been working with, like, you know, Elton John and the Backstreet Boys, and I've been cashing some checks. I haven't been telling it a whole lot of people, because it kind of, after a while, the situation that PM Dawn was in was really nerve-wracking, and I just like to have fun and be easy, and the music business was getting too serious. Like, when I was a rapper, we were all having fun. We were doing the Humpty Dance and all kinds of shit. Now, these motherfuckers be fighting over stupid shit now. I just, super soaking holes,
which one of your favorite places to visit and why in the United States? Because you've been around every place. Oh, no, the world. And why?
I don't know. I have a serious affection for Amsterdam, but...
Now, why Amsterdam?
I just like...
All right, see... And the tape ended there, so I had to flip it on the other side because I use a tape recorder when I'm interviewing PM Dawn back at Twin River. And here's the last leg of the interview, of course, here with PM Dawn.
Fine.
Oh, Robert Klein, where is he? He's down here?
He was in the comedy thing. Actually, I have another question for you now. I interviewed Robert Klein today, too, on the same show. This is airing April 15th. Tell you what, comedians, okay... Do you like to listen to, and what comedians do you like?
Oh, see, that's the wrong question to ask me, because I'm just a fan of comedy.
Really?
I just like watching comedians. Period.
Really?
Yeah, I don't even have a.
And some of your favorites. Some of your favorites.
The comedians of comedy.
Yes.
Comedian comedy. Patton Oswalt, Brian Posehn, Maria Bamford, Zach Galifianakis.
And he's eating something right now too.
Don't forget Cat Williams. Oh God. Cat Williams is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
From LeVar Arrington, that's his name. Ooh.
And you know what?
LeVar Arrington, the woman with diabetes. LeVar Arrington, the big dude.
Oh. His name ain't Arrington. What the fuck are you talking about? How did it make you feel? How did it make you feel when Chuck and Larry with Adam Sandler film, okay, asked you to have their song in their movie?
Well, I don't know. I didn't know much about it. It was just like Adam Sandler. I know Adam Sandler fucking loves that song, True. He like puts it in every fucking movie at some point.
Uh-huh.
So I was looking through his movies and I'm like, well, when the fuck is he gonna ask me to put my fucking song in it? At some point it's coming. So I was like, I was just kind of waiting around. And one day, my publisher was like, yeah, Adam Sandler wants to put the song in. I was like, I told you all the shit was coming someday. then just bam, I was just like, finally. And he used it like 3 times in the movie, like, and it was through the whole credits. Then there was like 2 love scenes with it. I was like, oh God.
And a comedian I just interviewed today too, Robert Klein. He was in a movie with Adam Sandler, Rain Over Me, a serious movie. He played Adam Sandler's father-in-law. So I have a connection to this show now to Adam Sandler. So you actually met Adam Sandler?
Actually, I didn't meet him. My brother met him.
Your brother met him?
My brother's like an aspiring
actor.
He's an aspiring actor right now. He's a damn security guard at Staples Center.
Wow.
So he like does all the VIP sections, and there was some party, and then the police or something. And Adam Sandler came there, and he's like, yeah, Pierre Dawn's brother. He's like, no shit. He's like, you're Pierre Dawn's brother? No shit. I was like, oh, shit, Johnny is coming. Put it in his brain. Now, eventually, at some point, I'm going to show up.
Because of Johnny, Happy Gilmore with the song in this goddamn movie.
Well, thank you very much, PM Dawn, for losing themselves today on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. And Jason from realhiphopuncut.com wants to ask you another question.
Now, I asked you the same question I'm going to ask you. Who would you say would be your biggest influences to start to, singing or rapping and stuff?
I would think my biggest influence would probably be Prince Paul and Wally Moore. I wouldn't want to do nothing without Prince Paul and Wally Moore. So what for those two guys?
And Greg wants to ask something from the BBLQ.
Oh, actually, for the bridge on Real Hip Hop, I asked your man right here the same question. What old school movie inspired you? What's your favorite?
My favorite old school movie, I think, would have to be Purple Rain. Well, old school hip hop would probably be it's like a tie between Crush Groove and B Street.
That's what's up.
But I'm not a Wild Style kind of person. Wild Style was too rugged for me.
Yes, PM Dawn, that was a great segment, of course. I did that with, of course, J.L.O. with realhiphopuncut.com, giving that a shout out for the other internet radio show. All right, that was a 12th segment. And we have my new special helper, Symmetrius, over here. You come from Smyrna, of course, and you're in Atlanta right now, huh?
Yep.
And you pursue modeling, I heard, huh?
I'm modeling and acting.
Okay. Well, tell us the number 12th song for the countdown for the decade.
All right. Coming in at number 12 is Cynthia Rain, a.k.a. Roller, with My Love.
All right. Here it is right now.
You know my style, and I'm kind of wild. That's why I need a man like you to hold me down.
To hold me down.
You've been there for me when times was rough.
So wrong.
And when I needed love, you always gave enough.
Gave enough.
You were there to wipe my tears when I felt like crying.
Oh, oh, oh.
And stay so true to me, never did. You're always in my love.
You never left me, boy.
Someone to hold me, someone to kiss me,
kiss me.
And never let me fall. My love.
You're my love.
My love. I'ma be that girl you like. Not one of those tricks who like to creep at night. You can touch and tease me, boy. Do it soft and easy, boy. When I get it up on you, I'ma break you up.
I'ma
be that down ass chick who's always ready to ride. Me and you against the world like Bonnie and Clyde. You're always there, my love.
You never left me, boy.
Someone to hold me, someone to kiss me,
kiss me.
And never let me fall, my love.
You're my love.
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 All right, and of course that was Cynthia Rain, a.k.a. Rolla, My Love. And of course, and before we go to the 11th segment and 11th song, we're going to be playing the Wycliffe John interview. No, actually, yeah, we'll play the Wycliffe John interview. I was going to do another segment first, but here's a Wycliffe John interview. One question I asked him, and then we'll play another question I asked him in another later show. Here on Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show.
So, how do you feel about doing this today for Timbaland and your organization, Yellow Haiti? And
I mean, it's a great thing, you know what I mean? Because $2 goes back to tree planting in Haiti for every Timbaland boot that's sold, you know what I mean?
Of course, that was Wycliffe John. And I think the appropriate song, Tyrell, maybe you can help me out with this one. Do you think we should play We Are the World? Because he's in that. Or do you think we should play The Shakira song, My Hips Don't Lie? He wrote that song. Or do you think we should play them both? My Hips Don't Lie? Okay. Do you think we should follow by We Are the World? No, okay. My Hips Don't Lie. And then maybe another show, We Are the World. So here's My Hips Don't Lie by Shakira featuring Wycliffe John. Because Wycliffe John wrote that song. Here, I'll lose this up with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Ladies up in here tonight. No fighting.
We got the refugees.
No fighting. No fighting. Shakira, Shakira.
I never really knew that she could dance like this.
Hey. She make a man wanna speak Spanish. Como se llama?
Sí.
Bonita.
Sí.
Casa.
Shakira, Shakira.
Oh baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad.
Hey.
So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body. I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel it's right. All the attraction. Attention. Don't you see, baby, this is perfection.
Hey, girl, I can see your body moving,
and it's driving me crazy.
And I didn't have the slightest idea
until I saw you dancing.
Yeah. And when you walk up on the dance floor, nobody can add it all. The way you move your body, girl.
Smooth. And everything's so unexpected, the way you right and left it.
So you can keep on shaking it.
I never really knew that she could dance like this.
Yeah. She make a man wanna speak Spanish. Como se llama?
Sí.
Bonita.
Sí.
Because
Shakira, Shakira.
Oh baby, my body. I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie. And I'm starting to feel you, boy. Come on, let's go, real slow. Don't you see, baby, I see it's perfect. Babe, I know I'm on tonight, my hips don't lie. And I'm starting to feel it's right. All the attraction, the tension. Don't you see, baby, Shakira, this is perfection. Shakira. Oh boy, I can see your body moving. Half animal, half man. I don't really know what I'm doing. Just seem to have a plan. I will self-restraint. Have come to fail now, fail now. See, I'm doing what I can, but I can't. So you know that's a bit too hard to explain.
She can dance like this. She make a man wanna speak Spanish. Como se llama? Bonita.
Because Shakira, Shakira.
Oh baby, when you talk like that, you know you got me hypnotized. So be wise and keep on beating the size of my body.
Señorita, feel the conga. Let me see you move like you come from Colombia.
En Barranquilla se baila así.
En Barranquilla se baila así.
Yeah, she's so sexy, AMF fantasy. A refugee like me back with the Fugees from a third world country. I go back like when Pac carried crates for Humpty Hump. We lead a whole club, Jizzy. Why the CIA wanna watch the Colombians and Haitians? I ain't guilty, it's a musical transaction. Bobo, Zobo, no more do we snatch rope. Refugees run the seas cause we on our own boat.
I'm on tonight, my hips don't lie. And I'm starting to feel you, boy. Come on, let's go, real slow. Baby, like this is perfecto. Oh, you know I'm on tonight. My hips don't lie. And I'm starting to feel it's right. The attraction, the tension. Baby, like this is perfection.
No fighting, no fighting, no fighting,
no fighting.
Of course, that was My Hips Don't Lie, of course. And the 11th segment of the decade is the Stephen Baldwin episode I did this past year, last year rather. Stephen Baldwin from I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. I'm a DJ, get me out of here, please.
And so you anticipate you being the winner? Well, you know, it's what's interesting about I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here are the folks... here in America, who watch the program,
they are the ones that vote who stays and who goes.
Really?
So it's going to be very interesting.
That will be very interesting. And it's going to be seen all over the world, just to hear it about.
All over the world.
Wow. For NBC, of course. And that's going to be coming out. Now, you have your Baldwin.com? You have your own StephenBaldwin.com?
Oh, yeah. It's Stephen with a B-H.
Okay.
StephenBaldwin.com has everything, really, that I have going on. I have books that are out right now. I have extreme sports ministry that I do for young people. Now my affiliation with Planet Smoothie, and I'm excited.
And how'd you get involved with Planet Smoothie?
You have a bucket. Well, I just think it's one of those things where they, you know, saw me on Celebrity Apprentice and just knew that I was somebody that had the kind of a lifestyle that is trying to reach out to people with a positive message. I think Planet Smoothie is an organization that will be growing very quickly in the next few years. It's a fast-growing company that's doing very well. But more importantly, the reason they're succeeding so well is because the quality of the product is so excellent. It's so much better. It literally is the best tasting smoothie out there.
Sure. And what do you like to do during your off time? When you're not acting, when you're not doing a smoothie, what do you like to do when you're off time? Of course, you're married, of course. How many children do you have?
I have two daughters.
And how old are they?
16 and 12.
So what do you do for family fun time? What does Stephen Baldwin like to do?
Well, I mean, you know, I like to just be regular Joe, you know, just be home and hang out, drive the kids to school, and
sure,
go to the movies. I went and saw a movie with my daughter yesterday, and, you know, back out on the road here to Atlanta, and then back home tonight.
Oh, so what's another movie that you like to see?
Well, you know, we went and saw that Wolverine movie.
Okay.
Had a couple of cuss words I didn't care for, but it was, you know, it was exciting, and, you know, the special effects were awesome.
Sure. And what kind of music do you like? And of course, this is a radio show, of course. I'm playing, you know, underground hip-hop and rock, of course. What kind of music do you like to listen to?
Oh, I listen to everything. I listen to a lot of hip-hop. I listen to a group called The Cross Movement.
Really?
I listen to a lot of worship music, kind of the harder, more Christian worship music.
Really?
That I really enjoy, yeah.
So you're a active Christian, of course?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I just interviewed Kirk Cameron on my show a few months ago, and because you probably saw the movie Fireproof.
Yeah, I did see it. It's a tremendous success.
Yes, and what do you think about that movie? You've been acting
yourself. I think the message of it is totally positive. You know, I just met a young lady recently that, you know, doesn't go to church, this, that, the other thing, was having some marital problems, and told me that she went out and bought the book Fireproof to try to, you know, suggest to her significant other, her husband, about how to correct things and make things better between them and strengthen their marriage. So I think that, you know, any time that could be the opportunity, when movies like Fireproof and the efforts of people like Kirk Cameron can set those ideas into motion, then that's a good thing.
Sure. And you said you have some books that's out now. Do you have any new books that's out now?
Well, my second book just came out. It's my first novel, called The Death and Life of Gabriel Phillips, which actually just got optioned to be a movie.
Would you star in it?
No, I don't think so. I think I'm just going to produce it. Maybe direct it. I don't know.
Is it a true story?
No, it's totally make-believe. It's kind of like Sean Penn's Dead Man Walking. It's kind of in that tone, but with a very, very positive message in the end.
Okay. Well, I do thank you for losing yourself here on the Derek Shapiro Show.
Of course, that was the number 11th song. I mean, 11th segment, Stephen Baldwin, rather. And here is Seamtress with the 11th song.
Number 11th song is Regret by Rola.
All right, here is Regret by Rola here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. And before we go to the 10th segment, 10th song, here is the one and only from Audio Liquor. We do have Charles. I interviewed him in Maryland, but I lost the interview, so here's the interview now. All right, we have Charles from Audio Liquor here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. And how you doing, Charles?
Oh, good, good. What's up, Derek?
Pretty good. Yes. Well, of course, I was up in the big show in Baltimore, Maryland a few weeks ago, last month, of course, and did not get a chance. Well, I interviewed you, but I lost the interview, so that's why I'm interviewing today. So tell me about your big shows and your new CD project you have with Audio Liquor.
Well, we got the project, that's myself, Jay Coltrane, and Dante Inferno. That's our first release on Audio Liquor Entertainment. That gets really good reviews. So, if you want to check that out, that's on the MySpace. If you go to Audio Liquor, you can find it.
Right. And of course, what have you been doing in Rhode Island for big projects? Of course, this is being Rhode Island, Atlanta-based show now, but I still keep my Rhode Island roots. Tell me about what have you been doing in Rhode Island?
Well, we've been growing. We kind of linked up with MusicScene.com. We've been doing stuff with them. They're getting kind of big, and we got a couple of national acts coming through. We had Mr. Cheeks here. We had Keith Murray. We got Joe Button coming. Slowdown. A lot of good stuff coming up. Just putting Slowdown on the map right now. It's great.
And what is how do you get in contact or like how'd you hook up with Keith Murray and Cheeks?
A lot of people call me because they want to get rappers in this area. When you're doing a tour, and you pretty much want to get Rhode Island, they forward it to me because I probably know somebody or somehow to get it done. So pretty much people call me and ask me, could I recommend? I just bought them when they had cannabis last week.
Right. And also too, you're having a big show up in Washington D.C. again, which is not too far from Atlanta, of course, about 10 hours away. But what's this big show April 3rd you're having?
April 3rd, supposed to put out 50 mics, which is, they have ties with the Source Magazine.
Right.
And it's called 50 Mics Presents Top Mics. And we're going to do a competition on the 3rd. The winner gets to get in the Source Magazine, we get to compete in New York, and they get to represent 50 mics in different states. And the 50 mics is going to be in every state at some point, but depending, like, I want to say 15 different ones up to this point.
What? Well, we gotta get the Atlanta version sometime soon, you know, Charles?
Actually, yeah, I think they have an Atlanta one March 26th, I believe.
Awesome. All right. And also too, because you know, we have Wycliffe John on the show coming up this episode, you know? You're on the same episode as him. Tell me what's your feeling about the Haiti situation out in Haiti?
It's a tragedy, and actually, we're doing something tonight, as a matter of fact, in Rhode Island. We're doing a free show, and we're going to take donations. 100% of the donations will go to Haiti.
Awesome.
But it's a tragedy, and people need to come together to help, you know, relief efforts over there in Haiti.
Exactly. Well, I do think of Charles. And what song do you want us to play? I didn't bring the CD to the studio. I was going to bring it. But do you have any off your MySpace we could play for this show?
I want to hear him. If you play on him, I'll be very appreciative. It's a song for the ladies.
Is it on your MySpace?
Yep, it should be. It should be probably number 5.
Okay, and that's Dante singing that, right?
Yes, sir.
And you guys? And that's you guys singing in the background too. You and Jay Profane.
Yeah, Jay Profane and myself also on that song.
Awesome, because if my listeners like it, maybe him will reach the charts again on the Derek Shapiro Show, because it reached it last year on the year-end countdown, so that was pretty good.
Okay.
All right. Well, I do thank you for losing yourself today on the Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. You know. Thank you very much, Charles. Take it easy.
Bye-bye. You
too, sir. Bye-bye. Of course, that was Charles' interview, of course, and we're going to play I'm Him, Dante, featuring Charles and Jay Profane from up in Rhode Island, where I'm from. Here it is. I'll lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
You know we had to do it again. ALE style. Audio Lick Entertainment. Yo, Jay, you with me on this one? Y'all gonna know the name. Y'all gonna know the name, ALE. Y'all gonna know the name. If you sexy and you know it, clap your hands. If you sexy and you know it, clap your hands. If you sexy and you know it and you really wanna show it, I'm him, what it is, yo. If you sexy and you know it, clap your hands. If you sexy and you know it, clap your hands. If you sexy and you know it and you really wanna show it, I'm him, what it is, yo.
Feeling old, want someone to make you feel young. Four nights alone, just wanna have fun. I'm him, I'm him, I'm him, I'm him. Need someone to take you out time to time. Candlelight dinners, drink a little wine. I'm him, I'm him, I'm him, I'm him.
It's ALE, baby, and I'm him. Write gems well, pen pal, write him. It's simple, like you survive this. Plus JP like you, you like him. And you fighting all the time with your man. The icing on the cake is he fight with his hands. But no man should hit on a lady. Treat you like a toilet, are you crazy? Or take you for granted, granted. You put up your guard and come off hard like granite. His antics got you hesitant, cause he be giving you hell. And well, I'm heaven sent. A halo J-Pro from my vantage point. You could be my angel, take your vantage point. Taking, making, love, I'm him. Jay, lay you down, have you shaken?
Feeling old, want someone to make you feel young. Four nights alone, just wanna have fun. I'm him, I'm him, I'm him, I'm him. Need someone to take you out time to time. Candlelight dinners, drink a little wine.
Yeah,
I'm him, I'm him,
come on,
I'm him, I'm him.
Mussolini slaps, black bikini straps. I'm drinking, you smoking, I'm thinking about stroking. Yeah. Hoping you got the fever for the flavor of Mandingo. Not lying, not hiding, never told you I was single. Bingo, seen your purplish thong. Purple haze is so strong, you looking dazed like you gone. I know that's just a role you hide in your soul. Looking hurt like Jay Blige with them passionate eyes. Let it flow, Tony Braxton, your itches, knees scratching. Put that snatch on the mat, prophylactic backspin. Your cousin and sister play shy, they acting. Subtracting tidbits of them ecstasy trips and clips. You slips out the back door with me. We Dwayne, Wayne, and Whitney. Justin Timberlake and Britney. Not really a couple. In it for the long haul. But the nourishment is supple. Look at you straight from my belt.
Feeling old, want someone to make you feel young. Four nights alone, just wanna have
you.
I'm him, I'm him, I'm him, I'm him. Need someone to take you out time to time.
Yes.
Candlelight dinners, drink a little wine.
Yeah.
I'm him, I'm him, I'm him.
I like
when I say I love her. The games we play when we under the covers. Think the one above us, reason why we met. Lost many parts, now have a complete set. She completes me, I'm able to rewrite history. Forget them girls that caused me misery. That chapter is done, let's begin our new story. Tell me, why can't it be a happy ending? Made a gamble winning, with you I'm spinning. My life went from girl to my wife. Played the game, ended up with highlights. Wanted to be Mike, the best at it. My wrongful ways just became a habit. Doesn't matter cause it's you I love. Mom, I'm glad you didn't hold that grudge.
Hold that grudge.
Feeling old, want someone to make you feel young. Four nights alone, just wanna have fun.
I'm him, I'm him, I'm him, I'm him.
Need someone to take you out time to time. Kid on my dinners, drink a little wine.
I'm him, I'm him, I'm him, I'm him.